Hello from the gallery. I'm with Mark Vernington, who is currently exhibiting in the gallery with the exhibition Bull Market. And I'm going to ask Mark, what are we looking at and can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, what we're looking at now are three very, very large paintings of stock bulls. They're life-size paintings of bulls, two Simmentals and one Charolais, that I've been working on for the last year or so. The Charolais is probably about 10 foot long. The Simmentals are maybe 8 foot 6, 9 foot. And I wanted the paintings to be as close as you could get to being next to the animal without actually being next to the animal. So the paintings are like specimens. And they're on plain white grounds. And they're all facing left.
We've got an anti-clockwise procession.
Anti-clockwise, yeah.
So we have some other works in the gallery as well, but perhaps we should wander over and have a quick look at what we've got there as well. We've got two drawings of animals that are in packaging, and it's a sort of constructed diorama.
Yeah. It's called a congregation. And it's a collection of animals. They're all from 19th century prints. But the diorama that they're in is like a cross between a Victorian 19th century travelling circus, a kind of museum storage depot, and a 20th century contemporary art museum. And they're all housed in different ways with different kind of armatures and structures holding them up.
So we've got some covered in dust sheets, others in crates with fake rocks and...
That's right, yeah. I mean, this came from visiting what's called the Out Storage Depot for the Natural History Museum in Wandsworth. Which is where they keep all their taxidermy specimens that aren't on show. And it's a mixture of different kinds of architectures. You get the kind of basic architecture, which is the best way to store the things. And you get these kind of little pragmatic architectures that are things that are put in place to stop the specimens falling down when they start collapsing. So one of the animals here is a giraffe, up in the top left corner, and the kind of armature that's holding it up is very similar to the one that holds up the giraffe's skeleton in the Out Storage Depot, which they just got a local welder in to put together. And I kind of like that combination of different structures, some that have a sort of some that have a kind of world view and some that are just kind of making the best with what you've got.
Yeah. Whilst I would love to make you walk around the whole exhibition and get you to tell us a whole lot more, I'll just stop here for our miniature interview. Thank you very much.
Thanks.